It's Mandy and Jimmy's second date update on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3.
It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.
All right, Fred, I think we're about ready to do this. I just wanted to thank you really fast for getting back to us so quickly. It was really quick.
Anytime. Thank you for being with me today.
Of course. Glad we could get something worked out. So, what is the latest with Alexa?
Well, she actually messaged me the other night, and I assumed that she was drinking because I haven't heard from her for a little while. So,
okay. Was it late at night, and did you respond?
It was late at night, and I responded.
Okay.
She got back to me the next morning, just left me on read. So, Yeah, I was ghosted.
Okay. So how long have you been waiting to hear back from her?
Excluding this text, I would say the last time I heard from her was in 2019.
Okay. Well, how did you guys meet?
Well, we both have mutual friends.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a little bit outside the whole Tinder world aspect, but I met her a couple of times, and I just asked her out.
Okay. So where'd you guys go on the date?
I wanted to do something spontaneous, so we went to one of those trampoline places, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was really fun. I took her out to eat afterwards, and I thought everything was good from there.
Okay, and she liked it, that you know of?
I asked her beforehand. I didn't want to spring it out of her, but she seemed like she was totally down and had a great time.
Okay, so why do you think if she's blowing you off?
That's actually the million-dollar question. Unfortunately, that's why we're here today, because I kind of need you to help me with a lifeline.
Okay, well, hopefully we can help you. Let's give her a call and find out what's going on.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Alexa?
It is. How can I help you?
This is Mandy from Hits 106.3. We actually do a morning show here. We were calling to see if we could ask you a couple of questions about Fred, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I know. I've heard these before, like a dating segment, right?
It is, yes. You're 100% correct.
Yeah.
Do you mind?
No, it's okay. I'll admit it. I'm totally ghosting the guy, and it's just because I feel really stupid and embarrassed.
Oh, okay. Why is that?
Well, he took me on a date to one of those trampoline parks, and we had a great time. It was so much fun. All we did was laugh the whole time. But, you know, the next day, my ankle blew up, and it turns out that I fractured it. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I fractured it.
That's definitely painful.
It really sucks.
It sounds painful and really, really sucks for sure.
Yeah.
Sorry you went through that.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been meaning to call him, and I was hoping I could get the cast off before we went out again, but the doctor says I'm going to be in it for another 2 weeks. So I just, you know, I wanted to wait till I looked normal going out again. I just felt like I was such an idiot, and it seemed so stupid that I got hurt, and I just, you know, I'm trying to make a good impression. I don't know.
I totally understand that. Dumb. I really do, but I think you should have just told him, you know, just be straight up.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I just felt really, really weird about it.
Well, he thought that you were interested.
Oh, no, I am totally interested. I don't know. I just felt really self-conscious about the whole thing, and I didn't want to look stupid in front of him. And
okay.
I don't know.
Well, if you've heard this before, you know how it goes. He's actually been on the phone with us and heard all of this go down. So, Fred, you want to say something?
Hey, I've actually never been so relieved to hear about a broken foot before.
Well, it's not any fun, but I hope you haven't found someone else in the meantime.
Oh, I definitely haven't. And I totally get it. Accidents happen.
I know. I just felt so foolish and embarrassed, and it just seemed so lame.
Okay, I mean, I don't think it's lame at all. We've actually had this happen several times, and for whatever reason, everybody feels so embarrassed by these type of things, but I don't think you should have. Just the more upfront and honest you are with somebody, I think the better you go. But then again, I've been out the dating scene for a long time. Do we have a second date? Do you guys want to go out again? I mean, I think I know Fred's...
I do.
I'm totally interested.
And Alexa, you just said you want to, right?
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Cool, awesome. See, I'm so glad that we could make a connection for you guys.
Thank you.
It's 106.3.
Second Date Update was brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.